the coin godel, when he would be misvada on his pal, he would first be misvada himself and say, "An Hashem chatosha visi ubashait lefanocha niu vesi," and then he would be misvada again for Echav HaKohanim. And again, the Rambam says he would say, "Aniu Basi," and then add "Ubnei Aaron Am Kodshecha." It's difficult since he was already misvada for himself. Why does he have to be misvada again for his chatoim? And the Tosfos Shoshanim is bothered by this in Daf Yud and Daf Mem Gimel. Now the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Nun says, "Bikvi usum miskapri," the Kohanim, and Rashi explains, "Keshaha mechapim shefrisu achem aleim shehiknu lehem habehema lekapora, afkan nikna lehem chelik bo vahavi lehem chatas hashutrim leinyan kapora." So Rashi says that there's a chelik when he of the par that is also for the Kohanim because they're miskapri with it. So it's a korban hashutrim. So it ends up, according to Rashi, that the Kohen Gadol, when he's makdish his par, the hekdish is chal also for all the Kohanim, Elchav HaKohanim. And that's how what the Gemara means on Daf Nun Aleph, the Afkir Achmona Gavi Elchav HaKohanim in Mikiva Miskapim. So they actually, according to Rashi, have a chelik in the Korban. However, the Rambam is not mashman that way, because the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud says, "Elu shel kohen gadol osa tmura, avol paro eino osa tmura, af al pi shu mishelo, hov echov hakohanim miskapim bo, harei hem kishutfim." So the Rambam says, "Harei hem kishutfim, like shutfim." So, and why does Rambam say kishutfim? According to Rashi, it's mamish that they're shutfim. But the Ram says only since they have a kapora in the korban, that's why it's like shutfim. So even though the Rambam paskin the mikiva miskapim, and if it's not osha tmura, because korban are shutfim, it's not osha tmura, but it's only kish shutfim because they have in the chalois kapora, they also have a chelik, but not that they're mamish bailim on the korban. So it would seem that the bailus, so to speak, of the Shara Kohanim, of the other Kohanim, it's just a derivative of his bailus. But it's really the Korban of the Kohen Gadol. But in other words, if it's Mikufya Miskapim, so then they have no bailus at all. And their kapora, if it's mikufi, derivative of the Kohen Gadol, but the kapora is the kapora of the Kohen Gadol, and through the Kohen Gadol they also get kapora. But if it's mikiva miskapim, that it's one bailus, and the korban is his, but they have schusim in the korban. But the one who is the bailim on the korban is a Kohen Gadol, and it's not considered a Korban HaShutvim, that in the sense that everybody has a chelik in the Korban. And you see that from the Mishnah in Tmura, in the beginning, in Perek Beis, that it counts Par Kohen Gadol as a Korban Yochid. And that's the Rama also in Maaseh Korbanos, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav says that it's a Korban Yochid. And so it's a chattis, is a chattis of the Kohen Gadol by himself. So now we understand why the Kohen Gadol has to mention be misvada also the second time again, and yet in the third time on the Sir HaMishtaleach, when he's misvada, he doesn't mention himself in that vidui. Because by the power, the power is his korban, and he's the bailam of the korban, and therefore in every vidui he has to mention himself. However, in the third vidui, he has he has no independent bailus, and therefore, he doesn't have to be misvada once again, but for himself, because the sawyer is only a complete korban tzibur. He has no independent chelik in it or bailus in it, and therefore, when he's misvada, he's only misvada al shem kol yisrael chato avu posho am chabes saw. But he doesn't have to mention himself, because he doesn't have a specific chelik in that korban, only as part of kol yisrael.